Also developing tonight, just 5 jury seats remain unfilled in the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. Finding impartial jurors, that's proving to be difficult. And today, a new hurdle in that effort. Right now, 9 jurors have been selected, but the judge announced that the first 7, they're going to have to be called back and be questioned after news of the city's historic $27 million settlement with the family of George Floyd. News Nation correspondent Brian Enten is live for us in Minneapolis tonight with the very latest. Brian.
Marnie, this trial hasn't even started, and it's already taken so many twists and turns. 2 major issues coming up today. The first, you mentioned, it has to do with that $27 million settlement. You'll remember last week, the city announced the record-breaking settlement for the Floyd family of $27 million. They actually made that announcement during a lunch break from jury selection. And the concern now is that some of the potential jurors who have been chosen may have been exposed to the news, either through TV or newspapers, and they may not be able to be unbiased anymore, according to the defense attorney. So what's going to happen tomorrow is they're going to have to call back in all of those potential jurors again and question them one by one about what exactly they know about the $27 million settlement and whether it will cause them to be biased going into the trial. So that's going to cause a big delay. That's issue number 1. Issue number 2 that came up today is the defense is asking to present evidence from George Floyd's arrest back in 2019 on drug charges. They say it has remarkable similarities to the May 2020 arrest that led to Floyd's death, but prosecutors are calling that a smear campaign. Now, in the past, when this issue has come up, the judge has said that the defense would not be allowed to talk about the 2019 arrest, but now he is going to consider that again. He says he expects to make a decision on that front on Thursday, but again, jury selection delayed now because tomorrow, again, they're going to have to question all of the potential jurors about that $27 million settlement. For now, live in Minneapolis, Brian Enten, News Nation.